League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ah, my titties don't look great.
Your titties don't look great. They just be out there. They
I was worried up. About this shirt.
Your titties
I gotta
just
have
be
my fucking under.
They just that's a good color behind you, don't care. I like that color behind
yeah,
you.
Man. This is the Joker. This is the Joker setup.
You
we
look
call
like
it the wife serious.
You look like a sexy California raisin.
What did you want to tell me, man?
Nothing. Just that you know.
First of all, let me tell you that Keisha E. thought Harlem Nights was just okay. Actually, she didn't say
Keisha
that's okay.
Hates black film. Keisha hates black film. I have to do the pop-up edits for her movies. And I'd be like, you just don't care about black film. You don't care about black cinema.
Here's the thing. She didn't even say it was okay. She said, I didn't see why everybody thought it was so funny. That's what she said.
I said I chuckled. Yes.
It was a long time
Keisha,
ago.
When they shooting that quick and the dude has the one gun, he's shooting one at a time.
That's the one scene everybody references, though.
No,
that's not the only
the
funny
fight
scene
with Della Reese. And even when she was fixing Red Fox breakfast, she was like, "You gonna swallow? Leave a swallow of orange juice? Just
he's
a
like,
swallow?
Shut up, you fat bitch!"
I don't expect nothing else from Keisha. She hates her people and she hates.
I love Black Cinema. I just went through all the movies I loved. Waiting to Exhale. I love.
She named four movies out of 100 black movies in Black Cinema. She named four movies. And then hold on, Kev, look at me. Check this out. Pat has never seen Harlem Nights.
What, Patrick? How you never seen the movie that I saw 2 years ago? This is ridiculous.
Oh, so Kev is not even. The thing is that y'all don't even be in a position to talk about it.
I seen it. Go, Keisha.
Hold on, Keisha. Here's the thing.
Before.
The thing with Kev is no one really expects him to see or know black cinema because why? He's a church kid. Kev was
only movie I hadn't seen was Harlem Nights. Hush to hear.
Kev was a praise and worship dancer.
I saw your movie, Stuart Big.
Oh my God.
Came from the Big Apple.
I am not laughing.
Bible goes breast.
Listen, Kev didn't start watching black cinema until he was a stand-in for Lisa Ray in Players Club.
Lisa Way.
Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray.
You said Lisa Way.
Shut your thick ass up. The end of the day, you got cheeks, my boy.
Oh man,
I don't like girl. Standing next to either one of y'all. Honestly,
you say what? You say what?
I don't like standing next to either one of y'all.
Why? Because you got bigger hips than you. Nobody told you to play basketball and you knew you weren't gonna have a future in it. You made your own hips go away.
Keisha, you was hooping?
Basketball doesn't make hips go away. But you know what? Gymnastics does tear your breast tissue. You
oh really? Is it all the pulling?
Yeah, because they start doing it at a young age. Nobody does gymnastics at 17. You start doing it when you're young. And
yeah,
all of
I did it when
the motion, it ends up tearing your breast tissue. If you notice, all gymnasts are flat chested.
Because of being a gymnast, or they just happen to be flat-chested?
No, because of that. My doctor told me.
A causal or a casual relationship?
So wait, every time they stretch, they like pull the titties back? Like
because they're doing all of these motions and they're carrying like their body weight when they're young, you know what I mean? So as you're developing it, it tears your breast tissue.
That just seemed like it would just make you have saggy titties. It don't mean it wouldn't seem like it would make you not have any titties. It seemed like it would just make saggy. You would have no kids and still have the saggiest titties. That's what I would have thought.
Saggy titties.
Saggy baggies.
I just heard about the Southern myth that I guess if you if a kid is like crawling too much, they have ass later. Have you guys heard about that? Everybody in the Zoom knew about it, but me.
I never heard.
That's a weird time to be worried about your kid having ass.
That could be a thing too. I started.
Anytime is a weird time to worry about your kid having ass.
That's what I'm saying. So why do people do that to make sure that they kid have like cakes?
People force their kids to continue to crawl.
No, I think if you walk too early or something,
that you won't have ass.
Yeah,
It's yeah, so what was the, wait, what was the myth around ever watching Harlem Nights? Because why didn't you do it? What was the myth around that, Pat? Nah, you ain't solid, motherfucker.
And I just want Pat to know my mama is still pissed at him.
Pat roasted Keisha's mama's living room, or her dining room.
Oh, man,
set
that was so
for an hour
funny.
And 30 minutes. And the last 10 room. Minutes of the show, everybody turned against Pat and came at this nigga. It was like his ass.
I got his funeral home.
Oh, is that why your mom is mad at me?
Yes. She's like, tell him I got his little funeral home.
That actually works. Usually those don't make any sense, but that works.
Where are you at?
I'm still in St. Louis. I'm at a Residence Inn.
Ah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I showed in St. Louis.
That's my sister right there. She always got the blicky on her.
She the one that brought us them sandwiches?
When?
When we was here, you was like, Kev, you got to try this St. Louis. It was like from a Chinese food place.
The St. Paul's?
Yeah, St. Paul.
No, I don't think that might have been Dana. Nah, this Kev, we all know each other. They're all family. But now this Kev, me and Kev, we went to the same college. Her mom really helped me out when I was in college. And she literally just keeps a gun with me anytime we're together so I don't have to hire security.
She got it on her now?
You goddamn right she do.
Even while eating? I always wondered that.
Look at her face.
Well, she don't want to indict herself.
Yeah.
Remember that video, Pat, when I was like showing your mask? She was like, I got this mask right here. And she showed the little COVID mask, and she's like, I got this protection right here. And she just pulled out the blick. That was her.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So y'all do keep it while you eat. That was my
used to put it on our laps.
She's always
on the table.
She says, "Come on, whatever."
It seems like everyone who gets shot at,
can't nobody run up on you try to kill you. You ain't smoked like... enough. You ain't smoked enough blunts. If you ain't never been rolling a blunt, and have somebody run up on you try to kill you.
While rolling a blunt.
It's just sitting on the lap. She's like, "Play with me if you want to. Play with me."
It seemed like every hood movie, they get shot while out eating at night. It's always
at the table.
You said what? What?
The gas station. Yeah, my little cousin when they was aiming for him, he was literally at the gas station, and they started shooting at him. He took off and flipped his car over. He lost like this the top part of his fingers. Baron did
from the car flipping over.
Mm-hmm. Because like when it landed on his roof, like he was grabbed it. And it landed on his fingers. So they had to grow his fingers back. I didn't even know you could do that as an adult.
Shooting up a gas station is highly irresponsible.
I think it's okay.
I always tell them the logical part of it.
You want to blow the whole place up?
Let me tell you something. Nothing about a drive-by is responsible, Patrick. Like, no niggas ain't like...
Yes, there is. You know, the niggas, and this is all movies, the niggas who be like, no kids, you know? No grandmas and no kids, and then they can't really control that.
I got caught up.
You can't control a straight bullet. You can't. You sit down to the butt like, hey, listen to me. You better not.
Wait, what are you talking? Yes, you can control a stray bullet. You can just keep driving without shooting your guns out. You can just keep driving. That's how you control the stray bullets. Be like, oh, he's with his nana, and keep driving. He's gonna eat that night. They always eat at night. At a circular table, like you said.
That is true. That's happening a lot.
Now, Ricky got shot in the daytime.
He was an exception. But I feel like,
why did they take him home and sit him on that couch like that?
Where are they going to go? To the local hospital, Keisha? They didn't have health insurance.
I'm not going to let you bleed out. We'll figure it out later on.
I thought Morris Chestnut was dead in real life. The day I watched Boys in the Hood for the first time on VHS, and that night he was on like either Arsenio or The Tonight Show something. I think it was Arsenio. And I was like, hold on, what? He died though.
How old were you?
Don't worry about that, man.
27.
I think we need to address Kev's lack of black cinema and culture.
I have seen, I bet you I've seen more movies than anybody on this panel.
I bet you you're a liar. That's number one. I bet you to hear.
I kind of want to disagree.
Kevin is from New Mexico, and he
not from New Mexico.
I'm sorry, he's from what part of Texas is that? El Paso. He's from El Paso.
I'm from El Paso, not El Paso.
And he's from Seattle. Nobody expects him to know black cinema. Nobody.
What black movies have I not seen to hear?
Which ones have you seen, Kevin?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you. Ask me, and I'll tell you straight up.
Okay, have you seen Paid in Full? Have you seen Paid in Full?
Ty, don't disrespect me. Everybody eat B.
You could have lied.
I promise you, anybody who ever looked at me crazy, owe me money, they dead B.
Dead presidents.
Get into it.
Yes, okay. Dead presidents. Lawrence, not Lawrence, Lorenz Tate, mm-hmm. Vietnam. They had the praise dance makeup on. Yeah, of course I've seen Dead Presidents.
Okay, Shottas. Have you seen Shottas?
Yes, I've seen Shottas.
You seen Belly?
And I've seen Belly, which all the blacks love the opening scene of Belly. Nobody goes up for the end when they ran out of money. They're like, all right, man, he went to Africa. Hush. We don't know. But that opening scene when they walk through the club and I was all good there. Okay, go.
The Woods.
Come on, Tahir. These are the ones everybody's seen these except Keisha.
Hey.
Yes, I saw The Wood.
Have you ever seen Training Day?
Vampire in Brooklyn.
Training Day? Training Day.
Keisha, I'm not asking you any day?
Questions. I watched it yesterday. It's not even on my list to watch. There's a
sketch coming out tomorrow.
That's not black cinema. There's a black lead and a white lead. You can't call
that's still black cinema, though.
Nah,
if White Man Can't Jump is a black cinema.
I don't think they call it.
That's not called black cinema. Anytime it's two black leads, it's automatically labeled as urban. Anytime. We're talking about urban black cinema.
Oh, we still like have our classic.
I got one.
But they was all in a project.
Is it,
you say what?
I got one.
I was saying one. Sometimes I feel like White Men Can't Jump is a black movie, but Training Day isn't. But I guess you're right to hear. I'm going to agree with your point. But yeah. I've seen both. Yes, Ty, comedian Ty Davis.
Have you seen Fresh?
Yes. No, I haven't seen Fresh.
Fresh is newer, though. You talking about which one?
No, he's talking about that one, the one about a skateboarder or something like that.
No, this is Fresh, where the little boy was like, he was kind of like a drug mule. Samuel L. Jackson was his father.
I've heard of Fresh. People tried to put me on it in like 2013. I turned it on and I just was like,
What? That movie is so good.
You're not down for the people.
What about South Central?
I did for the people. Come on. You see South Central? Yes. And Don't Be a Menace. And Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. And all the hood classic, Boys in the Hood, Higher Learning, and the East Coast versions, New Jack City, Menace to Society, all of them.
I don't want to see some of those. I accept that.
Fresh was good, though.
What you don't want to see, Pat?
Say those again. I've never seen Higher Learning.
Oh, man, I love Higher Learning.
I might watch Shottas. Never seen that.
That was good.
What about Moonlight? Would that be considered? That be considered black cinema?
Yeah, but that's we talk about
black cinema. Really? They all talk about things that were released in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, we're talking about 80s, 90s.
Yeah, I did see Moonlight though. It was great.
Called Training Day. It was like, first of all, that's out of the rim of movies that we're talking about. That's number one. Number two, Keisha, you wasn't doing nothing. You could have watched movies though.
Go ahead, Ty.
Eve's Bayou.
Yes, that movie was freaking weird, and so was Beloved. Wasn't Journey Smollett in that? She was a kid actress in that. And You Got Served, which doesn't get the respect it deserves. I've seen You Got Served like 78 times.
But there's a white team.
They're still in our moves.
What's it called? Should have got the respect. Drumline too should have got more respect too.
I think Drumline gets proper respect.
Drumline convinced me to go to HBCU. I was gonna go anyway, but Drumline convinced me to go to HBCU.
No, it did not. When did Drumline come out?
Drumline came out like I think 2003, 2002, or something like that.
When did you start college? 2002.
I started in 2004. I started 2002. No, I started in 2003.
Did you take a year off after high school?
Yeah, I wasn't planning on going to college because that was when I found out the kid wasn't mine. So I wasn't planning on going to college. I was just going to be a dad. And then I found out he wasn't my son. And I tried to apply to colleges and get some financial aid. They was like, nigga, nope.
Why they didn't give it to you? I thought you were a poor black.
But I applied in like June. All the funding was gone in June.
Why did you feel like you couldn't do nothing else but be a dad?
I was gonna go to a trade school or something.
It was over for him.
I was gonna go to a trade school. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Gonna accept his life as a plumber.
I got one.
That was better than what I was saying. Pat, listen to what I was going to say. He was going to go to school and trade lunches. Not this is a trade school. No, we learn trades. Oh, I got these Lunchables. I thought, okay, this is something else.
He shows up with a tray, like, I thought this was trade school. No, where's the buffet?
I thought what we were talking about all this spices. Meatball sub then. I have a meatball sub that I was trying to trade up. What's funny, the movie, man. Ty?
It's crazy that people be like, Pat, don't protect black women, and he is a black woman.
Come on. I'm just wearing a pink shirt.
Go ahead.
Crush Groove. What about Crush Groove?
Is that dance movie?
Music group.
No, that's Breaking.
I've seen Breaking. Crush Groove was in the 70s, wasn't it?
Isn't that a music group?
It's still old black cinema.
I have a feeling. I don't think you should have to see movies that predate when you were born.
Oh, no. If I had to watch Color Purple, then yes, you should.
Well, that's a rite of passage, Keisha.
That's a different movie, Keisha.
Oh, they played at the hospital when y'all were born. Why? Why was y'all watching that?
I don't know why I watched The Color Purple. You should. Nobody should have watched it more than once, but we watched it a lot.
Yeah, who runs that back?
Keisha, The Color Purple came out in 85. You were born.
I was 3. Do you think at 3 years old I'm about to sit and watch?
Do you do right by me? Is she just doing some stuff that
was hunching on a 10-year-old. That was not appropriate.
That is early for The Color Purple. You just got here. By the way, slavery. It's like, damn. I'm trying to walk first.
Hey, man, it is what it is. Pat don't know black cinema. I really feel like it's me, Ty, Kev. No, it's
here. You ain't seen nothing. I ain't seen.
First of all, I said no specific order. You just jumped out the window. Me, Ty, Kevin.
You said you first, and that means you were thinking you were first.
Kevin, Ty, me, in no specific order, but me first. And then Keisha, and then Pat.
Hold on, we're going to do this right now. We're going to do this right now.
Keisha's only better than me because of the show.
Hey, it doesn't matter why.
Now, I was talking about just in terms of what movies people have seen.
That's what I'm saying. She just got ahead of me because she had to watch a whole bunch of them recently.
Hey,
you were worse than me before that.
I wasn't putting in this work in a gym, Pat. It doesn't matter when or why. Just
sat in front of a TV for an hour and a half.
Okay, Keisha. I'm going to do this article.
Like 3 days.
Keisha, you seen BAPS?
I have seen BAPS.
Okay,
what's
good
job. What's it stand for, Keisha? I don't know if I believe it.
Yeah, you should, but I forgot. It was a long time ago, but I saw it.
Oh, she ain't
seen it. Gold teeth and they had sculpted ponytails. And a lot of
people. Okay, Above the Rim.
I think I saw that. I didn't see. Okay,
so I haven't actually seen Above the Rim, but I've seen bits and pieces. Like, I got an idea.
Hold on, Ty, back up. Ty, are you looking at a list?
Hey, Kev.
No, we're going to settle this right now, Keisha. Don't lie either. No, Keisha, we're going. We know you out.
Y'all sign NDAs.
Okay, here we go.
I'm looking at popular black movies from the 90s. So what's your list, Kev?
No, that's fine. I just want to make sure you had a list. I got another list, and I'll say the one. But we need to all answer yay or nay.
Okay.
Okay, go. And don't lie to
why are we doing this? Hang on. Wait. We have other stuff to do.
No, we ain't got
nothing
to do. The topic.
Sausage versus bacon.
Nah, we finna
waffles
test
versus French toast.
Nah.
Waffles versus French toast.
Nah, man. We gonna
what
set
is
it
wrong
up.
With Keisha?
Turn it back on, Keisha. We can see you back here.
Look at that picture of you not watching Black.
I'm about to see the look of embarrassment on my face.
She was protecting
Keisha,
her.
Keisha, we already know about you. This is really more about Patrick and Ty.
Why?
But then let's just only ask Patrick.
Real quick.
Here,
real
don't
quick.
You have an advertisement for Blue Chew?
To hear things, he's seen more black movies than me. Here we go. You ready? Real quick. Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Menace to Society.
Yes.
Set It Off.
Yes.
Yes. Love and Basketball.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait. Who said no? Who said no? Pat?
No, Pat said he didn't like that movie. He said that before.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Poetic Justice.
Yes.
Yes. Color Purple.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Soul Food.
Yes.
Yes. That was the one with the Fire album, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Boys in the Hood.
Yes.
Yes.
Lean on Me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Pat?
You used to call me crazy, though. Now you're going to that man.
Keisha, you saw Lean
on
Me?
Don't believe in you because you don't take care of your responsibility.
I know the guy who was based off of died recently, right?
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Okay, New Jack City.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Juice.
Recently, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's that?
Yes.
Who's in
That's
that?
Tina Turner. Angela Bassett is Tina Turner.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
Okay.
That's his the Best Man. Yes.
Yes. Yes. You said what?
What'd you say?
The Best Man.
Yes.
Yes.
Bad.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Bad Boys.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Just throwing two. Everybody saw two as well.
I was about to say two should count. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. House Party.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
all, the whole, do we have to watch all of them though? Because I watched like one and two.
I think I'll give you House Party 1 and 2 and Class Act.
Yep. Yep.
Nope. I didn't see Class Act.
Oh, you got to see Class Act.
Class Act. He's just saying a whole lot of yeses, cuz, and I don't think she's telling the truth.
I know my friend came over and made me watch House Party. I only seen one now. I didn't get
okay.
That. Made you?
Yes.
Okay. Life.
Yes.
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 The Wood.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Malcolm X.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Coach Carter.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I have seen Coach Carter.
Coming to America.
Yes.
Okay, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
Ray.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I wouldn't even count that, but. Oh,
wait. Look at the piano playing punk that ain't watched Ray.
How did you punk? This one makes no sense. This one makes no sense.
You literally play. The jazz by Monk all the time.
I really have a hard time getting into longer movies. Once somebody says it's like 2.5+, I get scared. I have to do that one.
You gotta do that, Ray, Pat. It's a fantastic film.
Fantastic movie.
Waiting to Exhale.
Yes.
Yes.
Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Yes. Is it really, Keisha?
Remember the Titans and Billy. It's my favorite movie.
Okay. Baby Boy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Yes.
Yes.
Patrick.
I don't like rom-coms. I just don't like them. It doesn't matter
really?
If they're black or white. I don't really want to watch them.
Okay. Sister Act 2.
Yes.
Yes.
Did we have to watch the first one? I don't remember the first
one. Nah, the first one. Okay. That franchise doesn't exist until she's with the black kid. Okay. And I don't really mind the first one, but the second one, that's one of the few sequels that is better than the first movie.
That's a good establishing movie, though, when she was turning from a life of crime and turning tricks and stuff. And
That's good. It's good. But Sister Act 2 is so much better as a movie.
Agreed.
And Sister Act 1 is not quotable. Sister Act 2 got all the quotables.
C1 to C2?
No, not at all. Not you will understand more about Whoopi Goldberg if you see one, but they set it up to where, and actually one made way more money, by the way.
How?
Because Whoopi Goldberg was like, I think at that time, Tony can correct me if I'm wrong. She was like the highest paid actress at the time she made Sister Act 1.
She was getting it.
She got cashed out. Okay, Players Club.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. 5 Heartbeats.
Yes.
Recently.
Yes. Paid in Full, we already talked about, but I didn't hear Pat. Okay. Eve's Bayou.
Yes.
Nope. I don't even know what that's about.
Yeah, that one's.
What, Keisha?
I mean, ish.
Like, ish? So you saw a clip on YouTube?
I gotta say.
Love Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I bought that on DVD.
Pat, you are losing to Keisha.
I told you. I did not call it.
You just watched all these, though.
Hey, hey, hey. He didn't
it
say
don't
when.
Matter.
Say when.
The Temptations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boomerang.
Yes.
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 You didn't see Temptations, Pat?
No, I said yes to Temptations.
Oh.
I feel like it's kind of like, you know, they're singing, they got pump waves. What's the difference?
We might as well do Five Heartbeats while we're talking about it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Five Heartbeats. But
Jackson good. 5 American Dream.
Yes. Yeah.
What yes. is that?
Jackson 5 American Dream.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. It's a mini series.
Long ass time ago.
Purple Rain.
Yes. Yes.
Overrated.
Yes.
Very much so.
Above the Rim.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
I didn't know he was playing basketball.
Huh? Yeah. What else?
Do the right thing.
Yes.
What'd you say?
Do the right thing.
Yeah.
Brown Sugar.
Yes.
Yes. Harlem Nights, we just talked about.
Yes.
Brown Sugar.
That's Brown Sugar is Taye Diggs and Sanaa Lathan, Pat.
That sounds like a lot of stuff.
It's two characters. What?
I
mean,
I picture a lot of movies.
I am killing Pat right now. I just want the
record. You are.
By like three.
The Wiz.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Higher Learning. Pat said no.
Yes.
Yes. Keisha, you ain't seen it either?
Ha. Huh.
I was in school. I was trying to get my learning.
You were not in school in 1990. Well, you were in elementary school. To hear you saw Higher Learning?
I haven't seen it.
Yes.
How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Wait, I don't know. Well, I mean, if we're doing popular 90s movies, maybe, but no. I don't know if Higher Learning should even count because Michelle Pfeiffer was the lead. That's not a...
No, that's Gang. That's not Higher Learning. Right. That's Dangerous Mind.
Yes, yeah. I see both, though, but yes.
That is.
How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Yes.
No, but I feel like I need to watch it because I'm like...
You about to be Stella age. You about to... This about to be you, Keisha.
I know.
You said no to that?
No, I don't
know. Boom, catching up. Look at that.
Dead Presidents.
Are you really?
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
With Denzel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a classic black film?
Yeah, 1989.
Yes.
Denzel, Morgan Freeman. Matthew Broderick, I think, was third.
That's what made the single tear popular.
That is what made the single tear popular.
He's getting that whoop.
Denzel was killing it in that role, by the way, his first Oscar. The Brothers.
Yes.
Yes.
The Brothers or Four Brothers?
The Brother.
Well, I've seen
that. He should turn it back on.
What is that?
The Brothers is,
Bill Bellamy, Morris Chestnut. Morris Chestnut, Shamar Moore.
Yep. Also sounds like
she know all the fine niggas from the 90s.
Cooley High.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to see that.
Oh, yes.
Jason's
Keisha,
lyric.
Keisha, what'd you say?
Yes.
Oh, no Cooley High? Well, then.
About New Jersey Drive and Sunset Park?
Sunset Park is one of my favorite sports movies because it ends with them losing. The dude goes to shoot a three. They're the poor black kids. He goes to shoot a three, and the dude blocks it out of bounds.
Y'all talking about me? Cam don't care about people. How he enjoyed watching the
sports moves? Every sports movie, they usually 3-2-1, you win. It was like 3-2-1, boom. It's like, oh my God, the movie's over. They just lost.
It looks like me to here in camp are tied. We've seen everything.
I've seen everything.
Right behind y'all.
Okay, five more and we'll start to hear. Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't really consider that a black film, but it is.
Keisha.
We're going to count it because it's Eddie. And I've seen Eddie. All the Beverly Hills
Cop. Well, no, because if we can't count Training Day, then we can't count Eddie. How many black people was in that movie? How many black people
count?
Beverly Hills. Don't sound like a lot of black people.
Okay, let's count Training Day. Everybody here seen it.
Let's count Training Day.
Sorry. Okay, Rosewood.
Yes.
Yes.
That was the first movie I saw V. Rames in. His big ass.
I don't know what that is.
That coffin bust up off.
Rosewood is a...
I was like, hey, that's a big name.
Pat, don't. Watching Rosewood just going to piss you off. Just stay away.
Don't.
Just black people, trauma, anger, fire.
I don't be watching stuff like that. I shouldn't be penalized.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you not to watch it.
Okay.
Major Pain.
Yes.
That first scene.
Love it.
Ruined my shoulder.
I always ask my daughter that. She be like, oh, my shoulder hurt. I'm like, let me show you a trick to take your mind. Every time she'd be like, no, you just don't try to break my finger.
I hate that scene so much.
Cricklin.
Yes.
Okay. He got game.
Yes.
Yes, I saw he got game.
What is the difference between that and Love and Basketball? Those are two different movies.
Yes.
He got game is a very different movie than Love.
Is that the one where Denzel with the afro?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ray Allen.
I thought it was a wrong.
I want that jersey actually.
Ray Allen is dreadful in that movie.
He's terrible. God, but Ray Allen is one of the greatest shooters of all time. So
he could play. What?
Okay, animated Bebe's Kids.
Yes.
I've seen a little bit of that.
I've seen, like, I know the previews, like when it used to come on TV.
The previews? That don't count.
That's enough to know.
Not a trailer to that.
No.
The opening theme.
That's all. They're getting in. Okay, don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Yes.
All right, and that's a perfect place for us to dive right into the first.
You're a perfect place.
I think what this shows us is that Pat does not protect Black women, nor does he like Black cinema. So
wait, I caught up.
Nope.
Keisha, wait. What'd you say on that last one? What was the last one we said? Because you didn't say nothing.
The last one we said was
don't be a menace to South Central.
Saw that. That was with Dashiki.
Okay.
It was. Sure. Regina Hall was in there, wasn't she?
I think I caught up, though.
I don't know, actually.
Wasn't she the girl with Sean Wayans?
The girl that was Dashiki?
Yes. No.
Yeah,
no.
That wasn't her. I don't know if she
was
played a different
Was she in that movie?
I don't know if that was her. I can't remember her face.
You think
it's Scary Movie.
Yeah, Scary Movie.
I know she does.
You eating that popcorn?
Yeah. Sammy, this is bones.
All right, we're going to jump right into this first topic right after this.
Y'all know I do a lot. I got game shows, I got podcasts, and I'm selling merch. And I am so thankful for a company like ShipStation. And if you sell stuff online, you definitely are in the right business. More people are shopping online than ever before. And that means a lot of orders coming in, and a lot of orders you'll need to ship out fast. That's why online sellers like you need ShipStation. No matter what and how much you're selling, ShipStation makes it super easy to manage and ship all of your orders from all of your sales channels faster, cheaper, and more efficiently. All right, you get to import sale orders from any sales channel, ship with any carrier, access discounted shipping rates, and automate just about any shipping task. You spend a lot less time on shipping and a lot more time on growing your business. And that's what we all really want. And again, it does not matter what you're selling or where you're selling. Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. You'll get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and you can easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates, usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies, without the contracts or commitments. And it's no wonder ShipStation has more five-star reviews than any other shipping software. So, if you guys are ready to take advantage of this and ship more in less time, just use our offer code SQUAD, SQUADD, and get a 60-day free trial. That's right. That's 2 months of free, no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in SQUAD, SQUADD. That's ShipStation.com. Enter in the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, and make ship happen.
First topic of the day, we have $10 million versus 10 extra years of life.
That's a whole decade of your life. That's a lot. I feel like I would definitely want to live 10 more years. But is that assuming, like, you're going to live long?
That's just a continue, bro. You just get it. Like, if you happen to be in a freak accident, you don't know when it's going to happen. You could be 39, like, oh man, next year I take out my car blows up. Somehow you get thrown from it. They can't explain how you're thrown from
it. Like a mafia hit?
They can't explain how you're
here. Do the sound effect one more time.
it's like a little pussy bomb. It's like a little baby bomb. That was just a little poop. That didn't even really destroy the block.
I love the dedication to hear the fact that you were like, I'm not just going to tell this story. Y'all got to have a sound effect.
Over here, it sounded very loud, and over here, it rattled the windows when I did.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah,
I would definitely take the years. I feel like 10 million isn't that much.
So wait, time out. Let me make this up.
She's not here. She's here.
If you don't have the money, are you keeping your current life or is it a poor life?
You keeping your current life.
Oh, okay.
Kevin's like, well, I already got 10
extra years.
Yeah, I feel like the 10 extra years in that time, like I could make 10 million. And I feel like with 10 million, maybe I could, by this point, I could probably buy some extra years of life. They're doing all types of stuff these days.
Yeah, if I was poor, I would rather be alive. Once you're dead, that's it, man. I don't want to be dead. I be thinking about that sometimes. I be like, that is so whack. Like, bro, people going to be having game nights and barbecues. You're just going to be dead. They going to be laughing at your funeral about funny stuff you did, and you can't even join in on the laughter.
And that's the thing. If I get to see my funeral, like, I want to be able to see my funeral.
That was that was one of the funny things about coming to America, that
hilarious.
The dad had a funeral, like, nah, y'all finna show me what this is gonna be. It better be lit.
I felt that. Like, if you know your time is coming, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or even just whenever. I feel like you should be able to see. Like, I wanna see who showed up, who didn't.
Oh yeah.
Who did it?
Keisha the Petty type, she will hunt somebody if they don't show up to her funeral.
Hunt them?
Hunt them.
Hunt.
Like with a hunting rifle.
Hunt. Hunt or hunt?
Hunt.
No, hunt with haunt. A hunt with a hunting rifle.
No, she will hunt on them.
He meant put on Elmer Fudd's outfit and hunt Wascally Wabbits.
Here, man.
Oh God.
You should have learned a different language, because English is already a hard language. And you got the nerve to be having words that sound alike and stuff, and the way your tongue be, you know.
I don't have the nerve to do that. I didn't make English. I didn't make hunt sound like haunt.
Those words are very different. You hunt. Are just doing that.
Hunt. Hunt.
That's what I said. Hunt. Hunt. Hunt.
You said hunt.
That's St. Louis.
I wonder if that's a good question, though. Would that impediment work across languages? Like, if you learn Spanish, could you be like really perfect at speaking and then switch over to English and then be like, wow, good job.
I don't know that much in French, though. In French, I'm almost like fluid.
You're French?
Almost fluid? Yeah. You're almost fluid? You're almost fluid in French?
Fluent. I'm almost
like fluent. Sexually or like.
You're fluent in French fries, French toast.
I'm almost fluid. I'm so close.
I can 85% of what people say, like when I'm having a conversation.
You are lying.
Okay,
you know what? I'm gonna pull up. What's that? Google Translate. I'm gonna pull up something in French, play it, and you gotta translate it to what I said.
Okay, what did I just say? Puis je chercher de l'eau?
You made that up, girl. Shut up.
That's a real phrase.
Can you say anything?
You talking to me?
Yeah, can you say anything in French?
Yeah, you're the only one almost fluent in French out here.
And to hear, I'm doing a very easy phrase. Okay, not even nothing hard. Okay, ready? You should at least know this first word. Okay.
Let me text Meg back real quick.
Omelette du fromage.
You're not texting Meg. You're trying to pull up Google Translate so you can listen to what I say.
How would I even do that?
Because you can have it to where somebody talks and it translates it. I used it when I was in Japan.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I'm not putting forth that much effort.
Okay, you ready? Like, you gonna text Meg back?
Lying.
What did you order? Philly cheesesteak?
Why is he muted?
Half order French fries.
All right, here's the sentence. Okay, ready? Go.
Bonjour, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui?
I'll play it again for you.
Bonjour, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui?
Hold on, my phone couldn't detect it.
Is it hello, how are you
how
doing
are you today?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, Patrick, that is literally hello, how are you today?
How are you doing?
No, it's hello, how are you today?
You could have got that with doggone context clue. You should have got bonjour. Everybody knows at least how to say hi.
I didn't hear bonjour. I couldn't get that.
Neither time?
You're just laughing.
No, he said, bonjour. That's what
give him another one. Like. Give him another one. There's other sentences.
Please aller aux toilettes.
Where's your bathroom? I know what that is.
Want to put on some cologne?
No.
Where's your bathroom?
Your toilet, your bathroom,
Pat. You want some toilet water to put on?
Okay, Pat. I mean, here to here is another sentence. Very simple.
Do it again. I could something.
Quelle heure est-il?
Hello, fatty.
What?
It's what time is it?
Oh my god!
What? Say it again.
Why are we even?
What, it's anything? What time is it?
We know that he's not.
We know he don't speak. No, he don't speak English. We
okay, to your last one.
It's fun to see
last
him
one.
Today?
Yes.
He has to type with two fingers.
All right, ready to hear?
A lot of piece of grease on the face of his phone.
Here goes. Here goes.
My daughter is telling me.
They're talking about me.
No.
Listen.
You type something else in on that one.
No, I didn't.
No, you're talking about me on
okay,
that
Okay, that
one.
Was just English. That was just in a French accent. I'm going to put it in an English accent.
That was English?
That's taller than me.
What is happening today?
We're all over the place.
Right.
Special episode. This is a rogue episode. We're off the rails.
Never mind. I don't know how to do it. She was right? saying my daughter is taller than me in a French accent, but you didn't catch it. But Keisha hilarious. Did.
Keisha did. And I heard when Keisha said it, I figured that's what you said. And I was going to mute you as soon as you played it.
Wait, how did Keisha figure it out?
I don't know. She said my daughter heard it. Than me.
Patrick, I'm insulted a little bit.
You know French?
You know, Keisha's built to a college with bare hands. Did you try?
And a computer. You okay? You okay?
I was channeling Boo Capone. Keisha's a computer engineer, and all she do with her life is work out and travel.
But you do French? You know French?
No, I don't know French. I think I took it in like sixth grade. I don't know.
Keisha, are you rusty at coding now? Or you still got, is this something that you like can get rusty at?
Yeah, because it's constantly changing. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So was your MySpace page super lit?
my Black Planet was popping. Oh, I used to do everybody's Black Planet page. I didn't really get off into MySpace that much. Like I got on MySpace
Black Planet.
At the tail end and it was like, I'm too old for this.
What was Black Planet like?
You really aren't.
Was it really black?
Yeah. Well,
I think Black Planet was before Pat's time when it was at its apex.
MySpace was the first thing for us.
Imagine Atlantic Station. 31. Like a whole world of Atlantic Station from Atlanta. Like that's the whole world. Like that's what Black Planet was like.
Yeah.
It was like MySpace, but all black people.
But I mean, it was supposed to be. But then, of course, other people got on it. You know, we can't never have nothing.
Oh, you didn't have to prove it before you made it.
Prove it.
There was white people
like
on Black Planet
smartphones. So like niggas would get home from class to sit at a computer in their dorm room and get on Black Planet. Like it was
the first person on there that wasn't black was Chet Hanks, and he got on there.
Yo, shut.
Yo, him between him and Colin to hear they're so different.
Colin, is that the other brother?
Yeah, Colin Hanks, he acts and he chills. Yeah. Chet is like,
what's it, boy? It didn't come and it didn't go up.
What are you doing this for?
That was a weird month.
When he announced his parents having COVID at the beginning of quarantine, yeah, I know you guys heard it's true. My mom and dad have COVID. They're doing well. Like, they already told us on their social media. Why are you just
the cosign? Like just in case you guys forgot, I am Tom Hanks' son. That's basically what he was saying.
Oh, I was like, I was so lost.
He said it's gonna be a white boy summer this summer.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and put it to a vote.
Yeah, man.
More white boys.
I'm gonna do the 10 million versus the 10 years because if you know, I can't make, like, I don't know if I'm gonna make the 10 million in the 10 years, but if I got the 10 million, it's right there. It's like, you can get wasted money back. You can't get wasted time back. So what if I just live 10 years and I'm just regular poor like now? That's dumb.
So, you're choosing to go early with the money?
I mean, that's assuming I go early. What if I get the 10 million and I live for 9 years?
That's a good point. I feel like I'm gonna live a very long time. Give me my 10 million. Let's ball out.
Keisha, you 60 now. You look.
I could see Keisha living to a hot 98.
And that's gonna be boring as fuck. I don't know.
No, it's not. My life's gonna be lit.
Keisha will probably have visited.
I like homeboys too. So every, that's clever friends.
Keisha will probably have visited every country by the time she's 98. Keisha be traveling. She one of the few people who, she got me by a mile. I was looking through her Instagram. We were doing Explain This. I was like, dang, you've been everywhere.
Where haven't you been?
In the globe like this. There's a beach, in a tropical island. Keisha got a picture just like
at the elbow.
She's trying to distance herself as far away from Detroit as possible. But like, we still know. You can go wherever you want.
That's hilarious.
You're still from Detroit.
No, I rep Keisha everywhere I go. I think I told y'all the story when I was in Johannesburg, and a dude was like, we wanted to go to this day party. Yeah. I was like, no, three.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, no, you don't want to go there. We like, yeah, well, he's like, you from the States, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, eh, it's like, how do you say, like, the Detroit of Johannesburg? I was like, nigga, we from Detroit. We going. Like,
you're the example city? You're the example.
I'm so sorry. It was like, no, it's all good. We really want to go.
In other
she didn't even take that as an insult. She was like, oh.
I was like, we've been here.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
We are prepared. We know how it's going to go down. I'm going to check that out all hilarious. The exits before I get in there.
It's like the Detroit of out here.
Listen, he was like, oh, I am so sorry. She was like, for what? He was like, nothing.
Like, no, you good. Like, we in there. Yes.
Let's put it through a vote.
Let's put it through a vote. 10 million.
Trying to keep us on time.
You know, I'm going to take the 10 million this time.
10 million. Ty says she's taking the 10 million. Pat?
10 years.
10 years. Kale?
Lunch with Jay-Z.
This is Clubhouse.
I'll take the 10 years, man. I want to see my grandkids. I want to be pop.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't have
to tell you something. I'll take 10 years. I don't know. 10 years.
I'm saying in 20, 30 years, we are all going to be thoroughly annoyed. These COVID kids will have grown up. We are going to be annoyed with them.
That's pretty crazy. I forgot about that.
Yeah. COVID kids is hilarious. These COVID kids are going to grow
COVID
up.
COVID kids.
All right. Well, looks like the time has it. 10 years has it. We're going to jump right into this next topic. Right after this.
Come on, people. Now, you know we deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies, right? Absolutely, you do. Especially when it comes to something that we take every day. Rituals Clean vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that your body can actually use, all right? Now, I'm going to tell you what you won't find. Sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers. You ain't going to find none of that in Ritual. Only the stuff that your body needs. Plus, the fresh taste and delayed-release capsule design makes taking your vitamins easy. And I say easy because I've taken multivitamins before, and I've taken the ones that you get that burp afterwards, and you be like, oof, about an hour after, you be like, that was me? That came out of my mouth. That's what people were smelling. I don't want that. I don't want that. Nobody else wants that either. That's why I love Ritual. I get that mint taste, and you taste it as soon as you swallow it. You know exactly what you're dealing with, and I absolutely love that about Ritual. First of all, a multivitamin should contain key nutrients and forms that your body can actually use, okay? It should help fill the gaps in the diet. No shady extra, and that's what Ritual does. Ritual's delayed-release capsule design delivers high-quality nutrients, including vitamin D3, and just 2 daily pills, all right? You'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. This is important. As I don't like putting stuff in my body I can't pronounce. I don't know what this 6-syllable word is, 8-syllable word is, and I don't know if I want to put that in my body. Ritual is designed with life stages in mind because they're available in women, men, and teens. Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different stages in life, and you should be doing this. Listen, we got to be real with each other, all right? Some of us is getting older. All right? And even your teens, you need to make sure that they're going to be good. Out here in the streets, get them some of this ritual. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping. Always. And you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Okay? So if you're ready to get on this healthy track, you know what I'm saying? We getting summertime fine out here. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. That's right, 10% off during your first 3 months. All you have to do is visit ritual.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D, to start your ritual today. Again, visit ritual.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Telling your boy sent you. What up? It's your boy Tahir Moore, and I want to let you know, listen, we all shop online, okay? We've all seen that promo code field taunt us at the checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Because Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart automatically. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, okay? They literally range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. So imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, okay? When you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons that it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you watch the prices drop. It's that easy, people. Even before all the madness happened, it was certain stores I hated going to. Either the lines were too long, or I would end up spending $100 when I went in there for a pack of tank tops and some socks. And y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. You only go in there for two or three things. You come out with a whole shopping cart worth, and it's like, I can't keep doing this. My budget is not going to allow it. But thanks to Honey, I don't have to do that any longer. I literally go on the site that I want to go shopping to, hit apply coupons, see the prices come down, and I'm like, that's what I need in my life. Honey has found its over 17 million members over $2 billion in savings. I know y'all want some of that savings. I know you're ready. So listen, if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. And it's literally free, and it installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I'd never recommend something to you that I really do not use. And I'm telling y'all, you need to get on this Honey train, okay? So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/squad. That's joinhoney.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. And tell me your boy sent you.
Next topic we have, what's better, thin crust pizza or
Tahir probably cut this out, but he absolutely said thin crust pizza. And we need y'all to know that's why we're laughing. He was taking a deep breath. Just leave it in, Tahir, so they know.
I'll leave it in.
Leave it in.
No.
Tahir as a kid was never invited to pizza parties. He was outside like, man, I want some pizza. And friends.
Okay, deep dish. Are we talking like traditional or like Chicago deep dish?
Style. That's what I led with. Chicago style pizza. You know the.
I was listening to pizza too much. My Chicago friends always say that they don't even eat Chicago style pizza unless people are in Chicago to visit and they want that. Mm-hmm. They mostly eat like regular. I don't know if it's thin crust, but regular crust. From what I hear in the Chicago streets. Me personally, I, given the choice, a thin crust pizza from like New York at 2 o'clock in the morning after a libation or three, I think the Chicago, the deep dish, it's a whole event. It's a whole thing. And you can't walk and eat it. You can walk and eat a thin crust. God dang it.
Man, Kev, you messing up on words you did know. What happened?
Thin crust pizza?
A thin crust?
We ruined almost every word in the sentence. Thin crust pizza.
Take it out, here.
Tony's not here to fix it in post, my boy.
I'm going to go with a thin crust. It's just less carbs.
Of course you would.
Oh, okay, Keisha. You made great choices.
But I feel like it's...
Let me have a cauliflower crust pizza with kale smoothie. Just hot.
I feel like the deep dish also has a whole lot of sauce. It's like, it's just a lot of like,
it's so, you it's, need that extra sauce when you're heating it up. When you reheat thin crust pizza, it does not reheat well because it's a slither.
Well, I eat all of mine. So
Pizza Hut.
I don't reheat it. I had some ass from California Pizza Kitchen. Dang, now
everybody is dying.
California Pizza
Kitchen. It's running off. It's like the vice like Corona.
You saw the Star Wars? What are you like?
I had some shrimp scampi pizza from California Pizza Kitchen.
Bougie.
Really good. Thin crust.
Pat is next. Pat is next to mess up. Let's go, Pat.
My favorite pizza is actually the Pizza Hut thin crust pizza. Pepperoni pizza, actually.
You like thin crust pizza too?
Thin crust pepperoni pizza, yes.
I don't know how I feel about thin crust pepperoni pizza.
Out of all the pizza toppings, I just go with the good old-fashioned pepperoni.
I feel like Pizza Hut was good when I was young, and it is not fire now. No,
it's trash. I got a little individual from Pizza Hut. It looked like the pizza that comes with like a kid playset. The little girl's like,
yeah.
It looked like that. Did y'all put that up?
I think that you get older and you get like to experience different pizza. You become more in tune with that, like gourmet pizza. But I love a good greasy slice.
But I think it's different though. Like I don't think they're using the same recipe.
Well, I don't know.
Like, red biscuits and Red Lobster, they're not the same.
I said that too, Keisha. They do not slap like they used to slap.
They hold them off on the cheese.
The last couple times I went, I was like, bro, that used to be enough to be like, just eat that and then leave. And the last couple of times.
You don't go to Red Lobster for the seafood. You go for the biscuits. Like,
they don't even be having lobster. It's Langostino. I'm on to you.
They really?
Recipes.
Yeah, they got sued because they were using Langostino, which is not lobster, and they were calling it lobster.
Wow.
That was their whole thing.
That was their whole
That's where they chose to be cheap? Lobster?
They were like, okay, we're gonna put the lobsters at the front of the restaurant, but when you order it, it's gonna be something else.
They all, like, every time you go, you're like, is that the same lobster? I thought I picked that yesterday. It's like, nah, I'm still here.
They just throw everything
still here, homie. Who they killing in the back? Ain't us.
Put it out of the front tank, put it in the back tank, and you leave it for the back of the
front. Put it back.
Like, all these lobsters are getting old.
I got gray hair. Why do they put the that's probably why. Why do they put the rubber bands on there? They ain't gonna clip them, but when they pick the lobster up, that's why they don't want to get clipped. Also, while we're on hypotheticals, I got a question for y'all. It's totally unrelated to anything we're talking about. How do computers know that credit card numbers are real and active when you put them in? Because if you do your credit card by like one number off, it'll recognize it immediately that it's not a real credit card. How? How does
probably
it know?
Already running it as you're entering it.
Huh?
You don't know.
Probably already running it.
Are they checking?
It's just like they know.
Like, go ahead, Ty. My bad.
Because there's a certain sequence with the card numbers. Also, they can tell from the first four digits whether it's a Visa or a MasterCard. So, like the computer algorithm.
I know that. I know they recognize that, but how do they know that that's a real card versus like a scam card?
Wouldn't that be the same? Wouldn't that be the logic of a password? A password is the same way, right?
Like, it's got to be the, what is it, 12 digits, 16 digits, something like that?
Just saying if you're off by one number, like you enter your entire credit card number correct, but you accidentally put a 3 instead of a 4, it'll know that it's not. I think it may be like checking it as you're putting it in there.
And Keisha, you're the coder here. Does Visa send, like, here's all of our active credit cards to these payment processors?
They have to.
And they're, like, going through and...
I'm not a merchant. I don't know.
You're a computer coder, Keisha.
They would have to for inventory, right?
I'm not a...
I don't know. Melissa just texted that they have...
They keep a new card number at any time, though. You know what I mean? So they're not...
That's what I'm saying.
Every second they're sending it. I think that...
They're updated all the time?
How do you... You really don't know this? Are you serious right now? How they do this?
Do what?
Yeah. I mean, it would be a violation of privacy for them to already have it, right?
That's what I'm saying. Because Melissa just texted me, somebody got our card. And I was like, but she still has the card.
Oh, just like getting your card number.
Cam said it's a giant database that's just accessed by the payment processors. So they do give it to them ahead of time. And if that number's not active, then you can't pull from it.
That makes sense.
Inventory. Interesting. The more you know.
Here,
meet somebody
up.
Here.
Did you mean somebody like hacked your card?
Yeah, she just sent me a screenshot, and they was going ham. They got two good charges before the bank figured it out.
What did they do? What were they? I'm always interested. Like, where was the first thing
thing they got was Pegasus AV.us, which I don't know.
They bought a Pegasus? What do you even find?
Damn, Kev got money.
They got a Industry West and Overstock.com.
What was it called? Pegasus what?
PegasusAV.us. I don't know what they sell there. Industry West, I don't know what they sell there. And Overstock.com. They got two out of the three. They didn't get the Pegasus, but they got Overstock and Industry West.
Whiteboard?
They better not. They had better not have scammed us to get a whiteboard. That's just
this was a someone who really was scamming you to get a business started. It's literally I kid you not. I'll put it in the chat. It is literally a whiteboard store, and you can get any type of whiteboard.
Is it like a smart whiteboard?
No, it's any type of whiteboard you want. They got everyone.
They got a new whiteboard just so they could like put up all the protocols they stole. Like, all right, this would be
to scam more. This is actually productive for them.
Write it off on your taxes, kid. You'll be all right. You can do it.
And they got furniture for that meeting room, I guess.
This is what they.
I wouldn't be that mad if they stole it.
Yep.
Really?
Wow. Anti-glare glass whiteboards.
It's an anti-glare, so you can have the shades open and the blinds up, and you can still get work done.
I'm tired of these guys.
They just want to make them.
They're gonna make it.
Right.
This is an organized crime. Very organized crime.
And then, like, later on, they're like, yeah, actually, you know, I started my business. I had scammed somebody. I bought a whiteboard.
Appreciate you, Kev.
And then it's like, hey, I'm your first investor.
That's how you know, Kev.
Not by choice.
That happened to me before, and it was just gas station transactions, and they got, like, some Glory Greens or a grocery store. I was like, Glory.
Glory Greens?
When I first moved to L.A., too, I got here like, yo, I need my money. Yes.
Glory Greens is a very specific thing.
And they stole her email address.
Oh. Like,
who? Her
email address, Keisha. Remember?
Yes. They stole her email address.
They got all my passwords and stuff. I don't know. Somebody hacked into my stuff and got all my information. And they was threatening, like, we're going to release these videos of you watching porn if you don't pay us. And I'm like, what? I don't watch porn from my laptop. Who does that?
Oh, they were making that up? What would a video of you watching porn? Why would that even be weird? You're just like,
I don't know. I think they were saying like I guess I was doing something, playing with myself or making a sex tape myself. I don't know, but they actually did have my password. Like, they put it in the email, and it was real ghetto with it. Like, play with me if you want. It was like the second email because I didn't respond to the first one. So it was like, play with me if you want. I'm like,
wow.
What?
Play with me if you want is that's black people.
It's me.
Play with me if you want.
To pay them in Bitcoin. It was just like, what is happening here?
Where that's
was
funny for it.
Yeah, this was, matter of fact, it was the day I went to go do, or the day before I went to go do work. It's hard. What's here?
And yeah,
this when you lost your debit card a couple weeks ago or a month ago?
No.
This was last year.
Oh. Yeah.
Matter of fact, y'all still didn't find my card at the studio?
Nope. Play with us if you want. You'll never see that card again.
Let me find out.
That's funny that the scammers got upset after like their time window of you replying ended. They're like, I'm gonna give her till tomorrow. she had to have seen it.
But it was actually kind of scary because at first I was like, whatever, you don't have no video of me, whatever. But and it was like, we're gonna release it every hour or something to like your contacts in your phone. Like, do you want your parents to see this? Whatever. But
everybody I know actually, jack off though.
Huh?
Everybody I know I jack off. My mom knows. Like, it ain't gonna be like, I don't care.
Yeah, but do you want the video out to hear? You with your shirt off watching BuzzFeed tasty videos? Like, are you jacking off to food videos? They were just making hot roast.
You know I masturbate to mashed potatoes being served.
With mashed potatoes.
It's just mashed potatoes with mashed potatoes.
Oh my gosh.
Mashed potatoes.
Ew.
So what was the end, Keisha? What did you tell them? Did you respond?
I didn't respond, but I did. They actually had my, because I was like, whatever, this is some bullshit. But they actually had my password, and that had me a little nervous. Like, so I had to change all my passwords, whatever. But no, I didn't.
She was from Detroit. They found out she was from Detroit in their password, and they apologized, though.
But something really weird happened where somebody from Instagram had been calling me, and I'm like, how did he get my number? And he was like, well, you know what? Since you didn't give me a number, I'll just go back to your DMs. And I was like, this is...
Oh, snap.
Like, I called Brennan. I was like, yo, it might have been Cam. I was like, how could they get my information? He's like, well, he would have to go on the dark web. And
I was like, sailed over the creepiness and went back to creepiness. Like, oh, this is weird. I'll just go back to your DMs.
Yes. And the dude DMs me like every day to the point where it's creepy on DM. Like, it's too much on DM.
What?
Then just straight text me like, hey, and said his name. Like, I was supposed to know who it is. I was like, who's this? He's like, oh, that's
wild.
Like,
Was it a DM you responded to?
No, I never respond to him. You know how if you don't respond, it goes to the request, but you can keep checking it. So like, I literally have like 100 DMs from this dude. Like, he DMs me like 5-6 times a day.
Oh, that's a problem. Yeah.
And I was like, how did he get my number? Like,
that is wild.
That's a problem. Yeah.
Well, look, yeah. That's why I don't be over there in the request. I'm sorry, guys. If you real people always find a way.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, man. I have been getting a lot of the suggestions off of the internet now. I know I said every week. Hit me up on my inbox and send your suggestions. I'm not going to that box. I went to that box a couple times last week, and it was just so much shit in there. I was just like, I can't do this no more. I'm not going to be taking your suggestions. I love y'all. But all right, y'all got to stop suggesting shit like, great taste against roast me. No, nigga. We've been doing this show for over a year. We ain't done it yet. You know why? Because it's not a good one. We're not going to do that.
And instead, we'll do sausage and bacon again.
Great taste. No! We like those shows.
Somebody did actually send me a good suggestion. He's like, you need to tell Kev. It was like a dating show. It was me. I don't know. It was like two other maybe single people.
It's a dating show. The guy's like, this dating show, me and Keisha. And then it's just, do we get along?
No cameras. Super cheap. Really, no cameras. No sound.
What I'm asking is, can I date Keisha? Is really, we need this production.
I even need to shoot it.
I sent you one time to hear. You ain't used it. I thought it was good.
You said you shot me one?
Yeah.
You did it on my inbox?
I texted to you.
Oh, okay.
It was the Valentine's Hearts versus Candy Corn.
God, that's the one I forgot and I could not remember it. We're going to do that next week because that's fucking amazing.
What a Valentine's, the little white thing with like love you on
the little chocolate, yeah.
That's gonna be great.
Terrible.
Again, we're gonna do that next week.
Or you could do Peeps versus like whatever candy.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do that one too. We're gonna do both of those.
These are the worst things, Ty. Peeps are terrible, and so are hearts.
Yeah, so we sometimes have.
That's why you gotta pick. You pick
a lesser of two evils.
You know what was always disgusting to me? I'm sure this is unpopular opinion. But I thought about that when you said Peeps. It reminds me of like Twinkies.
You don't like Twinkies?
I don't like Twinkies.
I don't really.
The texture,
yeah.
I don't like them either.
I can't remember the last time I ate a Twinkie.
You know you got a Twinkie diary. March 17th. Chocolate filled from the gas station off people on the bread.
It's just all dates. It's just like March 12th. Again, March 12th. It's not even
March
in detail.
13th, Hudson.
I bought a six pack, so.
I was at the airport and I had another.
That's the airport?
You tell niggas shit in confidence and they just don't about being crazy.
Oh, God.
That's crazy. Fuck, boy.
Twinkies are the worst. I could never eat one again. It wouldn't bother me at all.
They were discontinued. Terrible. And they came back.
I don't dislike them. I just don't like them. I never got the whole thing. By the way, totally unrelated, but on the point of Keisha, on the History Channel, they did like a reenactment of like the candy bar wars. And like, bro, it was wild. Like the dude who created Reese's Pieces worked for the dude who created Hershey's, and he was getting fired from Hershey's, and he was using Hershey's chocolate to start the first Reese's Pieces. He went out on his own. They were kind of repossessed his house. He took a briefcase full of the first Reese's Pieces and left for 2 weeks and sold it. It was like the dude who made Baby Ruth. This is true. And it's super dramatic. It's super dramatic on the history.
He left with a briefcase of Reese's?
Yes. I kid you not, Pat. Me and Melissa were watching on Valentine's Day weekend. No, they're a package.
Okay.
So the dude who made Baby Ruth, the candy, he named it after Babe Ruth. And then Babe Ruth, the baseball player, tried to make his own candy, and the dude sued him for using the name. And he won because he had Baby Ruth's out. It's crazy, bro.
Well,
there
wait.
Awesome stories.
So wait, what was Baby Ruth, the real one's candy bar called? He tried to call it the same thing?
He tried to call it Babe Ruth. And they were like, the dude was like, nope, that's too close to my name. And the dude was like, that's really my name, though. He was like, I don't care. I've been selling this candy for... That's why I always tell people, people always rush to copyright something. It's better to make something and sell it, because when you get to copyright law, if you had something on sale first, you're going to more than likely win. Mm-hmm. Having the idea submitted versus having something for sale, the person who had sold something first usually wins. But it was crazy, bro.
But he didn't have to buy the rights from Baby Ruth for the name in the first place?
Nope, because he said it was coincidence. He said the name had come from something else unrelated to baseball. He didn't even know about baseball. He said that in court, but the truth was he was like, Babe Ruth is the most popular person in the world right now. If I sell this candy bar, people will think it's his. And it worked. It sold like stupid crazy. It was wild.
Damn.
Yeah, that was the History Channel, man. They switched the game up.
All right. Well, listen, let's put it to a vote real quick.
Pizza?
Thin crust or Chicago style?
Thin crust pizza for me.
Okay.
It's the thin crust for me.
I wonder how much longer that has.
I literally was thinking that this morning. I don't like it that much no more.
It's the for me. Like every time someone says it now, I'm just like,
hey, listen, I don't like most of them, but every now and then some give me. When Ryan said, who's that?
Sydney.
And my roast. He asked my wife what she liked about him. It's the hips for me, nigga. I was done for.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would have left.
Good times.
It was a good time. Anyway, so Pat, what you got?
Thin crust.
And Ty?
Pepperoni.
I would prefer the Chicago style because I like thicker pizza over the thin crust, even though I've never been to Chicago or had the Chicago style. But I feel like I would like that. I've never been to Chicago.
You never had it?
You never been to Chicago?
No. I'm supposed to be going either next month or May, but I've never been.
Okay. I would go
thin crust,
but I'm thinking, I would go deep dish Chicago style, but I'm thinking about like eating pizza on the go or like at somebody's house and like deep dish every time, even if you're at somebody's house, it's a lot. Like you got
to hear you ate a hot dog on a skateboard. You could eat a Chicago style pizza.
That's good balance, actually.
He didn't miss a beat. First of all, I didn't know you could skateboard.
I wasn't saying that video. Like,
I thought. Because you're always the person like leave to here alone and then.
No, I was saying, like, you can do it. Like, I believe in you.
The ones you trust to hear, it's always the ones you keep close.
No, like, I believe that you can do it.
Watching another episode of the podcast. I want to give a big shout out to our special guest.
He assembled the hot dog on the skateboard, too. He put all the pickles and all the fixings.
This, unfortunately, will be Ty Davis's last time on the
podcast. Oh, man.
You guys enjoyed her. Thank y'all so much for watching. Again, I'm not going to read your suggestions in my
one strike.
Ty, I got a new show. I got a new show called Rooming with the Homies. You can be on. It's going to be on 7 to 9. We all get in the same room and we chop it up. Yeah, I'll have you on. We'll just do it like live on YouTube or something like that.
Let me tell you why I ain't never worried about Kev stealing the show, because he don't want to do something every night. He ain't
gonna. No. I've been trying to convince Tahir not to do it for the longest, and he don't listen.
He's been trying to get me to end Zoom in with him. He's like, nigga, the world's open back up. Give it up. But I found a good balance. We got Ty as a guest host. We got Nick Carthen as a guest host. So I don't have to do it by myself now. So this is the best.
And I didn't say end it, Tahir. I didn't say end it. I just said stop hosting it every single time yourself, no matter what.
Yeah.
Pull back is all I said. If you got a shoot that ends at 6, don't rush home and be on Zooming at 6:30. That's all I said. I love the brand. I want you to keep doing it.
Now, Ty might host tomorrow for me. I don't know, because I want to come to the show tomorrow night.
Yeah, and we finna be on the road, bro. We finna be traveling.
Yeah, finna be on the road.
We have shows on Thursday, flying out on Wednesday night.
Facts.
What you finna do?
All right, y'all. Love y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in and tapping in. See y'all. We know it was only three. I don't want to see it in the comments. Y'all only did two topics. We know. Y'all got in their intro. So don't be all in the comments with that shit talking about, oh, it's only two. We know how to get
this is a rogue episode.
Rogue episode, man. We don't be talking about the topics anyway. Is it longer than an hour? That's is all y'all really need to be concerned
that's
about.
All y'all be caring about. And it is. Even if it's longer than an hour. We love y'all. We love y'all. We do. Y'all know we fuck with y'all. But sometimes y'all be saying shit in the comments. We be like, nigga.
T's getting a lot off his chest.
He is. And it's a big chest. But we could be here a while.
It better me than you, because everything would have to come from underneath your breast. God damn it.
Oh. Dang, and that was a good one to hear.
Fumbelino.
Hey, listen, I want to get a jersey that says the great Fumbino. I got to get it. That would have been so good.
It was so good to hear. I was like, dang, as you were saying, I was like, man, this joke finna hit too. I was just waiting for it to land, and I was finna just take the L. And the last were coming. I saw Keisha take a deep breath. I was like, ah.
Breath? This is gonna be funny.
And then as soon as you did that, the laugh still came. It just wasn't directed at me no more.
As long as I get some laughter from anything or something I do or say, I'm good.
It was the last word in the sentence, too. You went up for the dunk and exploded.
I was there. I know, Pat. I was there.
You went up for the dunk and exploded.
I know, Pat. I was there. I saw it happen. I witnessed it. It was actually me that did it. I know, my nigga. Right.
Sorry to hear. Sorry, man.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.